Commercial radio has disappointed me. It really has. And this isn't the first time I've said this. I know I'm documented and saying it quite a lot. I think there would have been, if the strategy had been slightly different, then there would have been a tremendous opportunity to have continued to make radio in this country the best in the world. I think it's fair to say that the BBC, generally, and the whole media offering now, you know, have really done a fabulous job, you know, from their radio stations to right the way through to their website and everything they offer. Commercial radio, for me, has just been accountancy on the radio. You see, for me, what people in commercial radio have tended to forget over the last 15 years is that radio is more than just music. And the number of times I've banged my head against the steering wheel when I hear your better music mix, no one will tell me what the best music mix is. This is why the iPod is so successful, because the music mix on an iPod is the one that I've decided on. And I can tell myself it's the best music mix. And yet for somebody else, my passenger in my car, it might be the worst music mix. So how can any radio station say they've got the best music mix? It's rubbish. And that's one component that is so important. But of course, the other important component is the warmth of character, real people whom you can interact and engage with. And if you go back to the original commercial radio stations like Piccadilly and Manchester, the original Capital and others, they were fresh alternatives to what the BBC were doing. The major selling point and point of difference was the fact that they were local or regional. So it meant that they could make stars out of local people, that include local people. People love listening to people. If commercial radio had taken more out of the book of understanding how you need to engage with your audience, along with a great selection, hopefully, of music with such a demographic, I think it would have done better. And I see a bleak future for commercial radio.
What do you think about the music of commercial radio at the moment and the choice?
What choice?